Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Weepy. The Weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I expose the bullshit of society, and I chop it up into nice, easy to swallow chunks for your consumption. Today will not be any different. I am again honored to, I'm honored to have a lovely, lovely young lady from up north. And I'm not talking about Sing Sing. I'm not talking about the prison system. I'm talking about Canada. That young lady, of course, her name is Lauren Southern. She's a contributor for the Rebel.media from Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm just reading your bio here. You are a second-year student studying political science at the University of Fraser Valley. So if you want to go and stalk her.
Thanks.
There you go, guys. Go ahead and, and I'm pretty sure if you're nice and you say hi and you're respectful, she's not gonna carry around a bed like apparently the chicks do here in New York.
No, I won't accuse you of rape for saying hello, It seems a decent amount of girls will now.
Well, there you go. You are anti-feminist. The reason why I wanted to have you on because you did a fantastic video. Talking about that there is no rape culture in the West, specifically in the West, and I had a female comedian on yesterday, and I mean she made the point where okay, most people would not Diet Louis B. Easing slowly. Okay, Isabella. Actually, before we start, I keep forgetting to do this. Whenever I have a lady on the show, it's tradition that I get friend zoned.
Aww.
It's tradition.
So is there like a traditional saying I have to say?
No. Just say
you're friend zoned.
Yeah, you're friend zoned. Pretty much.
You're friend zoned.
There you go. Thank you
very
much. Well,
you are in New York, so if it's any consolation.
No. There's no need to explain it. I'm atrocious. I'm friend zoned. Don't worry. I got it.
I like your accent.
Forget about it. I'm right here. You're over there. You know, neither will our ships ever cross in the night. Forget about it.
But gotta follow the friend zone tradition. All right, I got it.
Yes, because I go by I'm Louis B, aka Captain Strikeout. So.
Self-deprecating humor is the best, I guess.
And more in my case, is self-defecating, but Yep. So, yeah, so you did the video, No Rape Culture, following the slut walk protests, because, first question, why do you believe that there's no rape culture in the West?
You know, I said in the West because I know the West better than I do other countries. So I can't speak for every other country, but I do know areas with Sharia law certainly do not support women who have been raped to the extent that they are supported here. But that's why I specified the West. But why I said there was no rape culture is because, well, there is none. If you take the word culture, that would mean the predominant thing that is accepted within our society. And I think both you and I can agree that the majority of people in society do not accept rape. In fact, they speak against it. We wouldn't have women's shelters. We wouldn't have laws putting rapists in prison. We wouldn't have people being fired from their jobs for making rape jokes if this were a rape culture. In fact, you couldn't have a slut walk in a rape culture. So I think it is an exaggeration to push a certain narrative.
If I could take it also a step further, you wouldn't have guys, you know, saying, oh, I wish a motherfucker would try to rape a chick in front of me. That motherfucker would be dead.
Exactly. And I know, like, if I was in a bar and a guy forced himself on me, I wouldn't be scared because I'd know every other guy in that bar would jump out of their chair to go and punch him. Like, that is not a rape culture. That is not a symptom of a rape culture.
In fact, they would have to call the cops to arrest the guys beating up the rapist.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Like, save the poor fucking degenerate. And by the way, you could curse, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
Have fun.
But yeah, just jokes about rape. Just jokes. Not even actually committing the act. You lose your job. You lose your job. Like,
yeah.
How they can have the audacity, how they can claim we are in a rape culture, it's either blatantly lying, or what I think is the case, is they have co-opted language to produce a certain narrative. They have taken language, whether it be sexism, racism, rape, consent, and they have totally morphed and skewed the word to mean whatever they want it to mean so that they can exaggerate successfully. So they say that rape culture is, they will prove rape culture by telling me guys whistle at me on the street all the time, regardless of the fact that obviously isn't rape. They'll say that is a symptom of a rape culture.
Stare rape. I mean, okay. Let me get her name. I'm mad that I forgot her name. I mean, Natasha? No. The comedian I had.
Oh, the comedian, okay.
I had on yesterday. Allison Klemp. She made the point where, you know, walking through New York City, she gets yelled at, like, hey, bitch, nice ass. Hey, bitch, I want to fuck you. And when she responded back, somebody threw dog feces at her.
I'm not convinced, but continue.
Well, you know what? I mean, just for the sake of fairness, I'll take her word.
Yeah, that may have happened. Yeah, let's take her word.
Because you know what? I'm not trying to be a white knight. I'm not trying to be a white knight, but there are some atrocious nutcases in this city.
Absolutely, but they are individuals, not the majority.
Right.
And the reason I say I'm not convinced is because there is a lot of lying and exaggeration that goes on within that community. You could see that from what happened after I went to the slut walk and the events of all of these individuals lying about me.
They were getting violent with you. I mean, I was like, oh, God, why can't I just be her bodyguard? Why, like, like, you know, in a non-sexual way, of course. But
luckily, they were mostly bark and not bite. But I wouldn't be surprised if I went to enough of these things if I was physically injured.
All I would have to do is give them a stern stare, like, you really don't want to do this, young lady. don't do it to yourself.
But the thing is, even if she attacked me and you stopped her, you would probably be the one arrested.
Hey, they would.
We've got a society that is completely biased against men.
Look, there are a lot of lakes over there. I understand. She'll be sleeping with the caribou, you know? I know how to dispose of things. Don't worry about this.
Oh God.
Speaking. What do you need, my child?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Abolish the matriarchy. No.
Oh, okay. And you know, and the one thing that I almost got up, like, really upset with her, because I was like, look, I'm a libertarian. Of course I want women to earn the same thing for the same pay. Uh-huh. I mean, earn the same pay for the same work. Of course I want women to be safe. Of course. Like, this is, like, duh.
It's obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, I don't want to live in a society where I could just grab a woman by the hair and, you know, bend her over, like, and just do that because, you know, I might have Latina machismo, but I also have the Latina romantic side to me. And to me, that is not sexy. But, why do they carry signs that say only men could stop rape when no one never had to tell me not to force myself sexually on a woman? Like, mm-hmm. from the time I was young, boys don't hit girls. That is what I was taught.
They act like men are all complete idiots, when the fact of the matter is you've got a few psychos and a few douchebags that are always going to be there. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be murders. There's always going to be rapes. There's always going to be bullying. And they don't want to accept the fact that no matter how many times you teach a rapist what consent is, they already fucking know what consent is. Yeah. They already know.
Yeah.
And that they are choosing not to adhere to those rules.
I mean,
so it's silly not to want to take precautions.
Yeah, and she went and said, like, look, you know, I'm only 5'1". Any man can overpower themselves unless I have a weapon. I should be able to
get a weapon.
Yeah, you know, well, in New York you can't.
I guess
New York City you really can't have any type of weapon. I mean, even if I was defending myself, in theory, if I broke my attacker's nose, I'm going to jail too for assault.
My God.
Like, New York, you can't really defend yourself like in the other country. New York City, you can't. The only time you can have a gun is if you could prove you have a need for one, and you have to keep it in your house. You can't carry it with you.
I think a gun in a woman's handbag is one of the most empowering things you can do for a woman.
That and learning Krav Maga.
Yes.
Like, you know, you seen that movie with J-Lo called Enough? She kicked that motherfucker's ass.
Yeah, let's teach women some karate. Like, that would be a good initiative. No, not
karate's useless.
Oh, okay. Karate's, I'm not an useless expert at this.
Karate's useless. I mean... You know, it doesn't work on the streets. You need something where it's like, okay, you kick him in the nuts, you trip him, and then you crush his windpipe with your foot. That's how
that's savage, but well, that'll stop a rape for sure.
You got like, honestly, with a lot of these nutcases out there, you gotta be savage. You gotta go. You know, mm-hmm. It's like if somebody's trying to steal your virtue. And I'm being nice by saying virtue. I'm just kidding. You know, you should have every right in my book to go full on beast mode.
Yeah, but you'll get screwed over in New York, won't you? If you do that, if you defend yourself.
Well, with women, yeah. With women, no. In fact, you'll probably get a you go girl.
There's that bias again. There's that cultural bias. Know.
I mean, with me, you know, honestly, I come from, you know, personal experience, mm-hmm. you know, when it comes to me being anti-feminist and, you know, well, anti-third wave.
And I think a lot of people get that personal experience with feminism, whether it be through Tumblr, whether it be through feminist individuals, a group, and it just turns them way off of feminism. I'm not sure what yours was, but...
Oh, I was falsely accused of rape.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I mean, it didn't get to the point where I did time or was formally arrested. But she did it because she was a lesbian, and I caught her cheating on me. It turned out I was her cover.
Oh, yeah, no, they...
And, you know...
Do not care about ruining someone's life that way. Yeah. Defamation of character.
She ended up having to recant because she was like, oh, he didn't wear a condom, and obviously my DNA wasn't going to be there because we never had sex. Her excuse was, in the 9 months we dated, her excuse was, look, I'm a Christian, you know, I'm not ready for that. And I'm like, okay. Because at the time, you know, I was a Christian as well. And I was like, okay, well, this is just how it is traditionally. So, you know, I was like, okay, I'm gonna respect her wishes, and that's it. And it turned out it wasn't because she was a Christian, it was because she didn't like me as a person.
And the dishonesty is so bad, and lying about you after, that's the worst. That's the fucking worst.
Yeah. I lucked out. I mean, you know, even though her family kicked the shit out of me. And, you know, rightfully so. I mean, if I found out somebody raped my family member, yeah, I'm going all out. So I can't really be upset because she lied to them. I mean, I'm...
Yeah.
But enough of the pity party. I see all the videos, especially from the Edmonton group that there.
Men's Rights Edmonton?
Yeah. I mean, how do these women get away with, like, stealing someone's purse and hitting and all that, and nothing happens to them?
That is a question that I would like to have answered as well. It's because people... I think, personally, it's because people are afraid of feminism. They're afraid of feminists and what the power that they have politically. You get a cop that arrests a girl at a slut walk. You get a cop that touches her arms when trying to put her in handcuffs because she's gone around punching and kicking and screaming. That cop could be accused of rape. That cop could be accused of assault on a woman, and probably would be, almost definitely would be, by Tumblr and all these things. And yeah, they'd find out where he lived. They'd dox him.
Which is very brave.
They write all these terrible posts about him, and they've got this mob mentality, and people are genuinely afraid. If I didn't have the video evidence of what happened at the event, people would still think that I was going around yelling at victims of sexual assault, telling them their rapes didn't happen, and being, like, they accused me of so many things, of being a pedophile, all these different things. If I didn't have footage, I would have been so screwed. And these cops, these people, they don't have cameras on them. I wish they did, personally. But,
well, that's starting to change here in the States. A lot of, you know, well, and that's because a lot of police brutality cases, it's like, the cops are being issued.
Yeah, there's multiple reasons to have cameras. Yeah. Lots of reasons.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they actually caught a woman trying to be like, yeah, if I get out this ticket, I'll blow you, and you know, and then afterwards she tries to accuse the officer of sexual harassment.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay. No, honey, no. But I mean, I find it funny that a lot of these feminist like policies have to be enforced by men.
It's all these men that are scared of them. I'm not sure if they're scared of them or they just want to be accepted. Is it like a white knight thing? You're gonna have to explain that to me as a male.
Like, no one wants to, like, no guy, most guys don't, let me just be, I'm trying to be mad diplomatic right now because, like, he's chauvinistic, son of a bitch. But, you know, most guys, we don't want to be the bad guy. Like, we don't want to look like we hate women. We don't want to look like we you know, because most of us have mothers. Most of us have, some of us have sisters, cousins. And, you know, we don't want to look like we are against them. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, and it's not really being a white knight. It's like you recognize look, I got a mother, I got a sister, I love them to pieces. I don't want to look like a monster in their eyes. Because nothing hurts worse than looking at your mom's eyes and her thinking you're a piece of shit because you abuse women. Or the whole perception. You know, that and that's what it is. It is that fear. It's not like,
but it's gotten to a point where it's no longer, because guys, obviously, it's easy to get behind, hey, violence against women should be illegal, hey, rape should be illegal, but it's gotten to a point where these women are kind of leading all these guys into almost a trap of women should be able to say it's rape if they regret it in the morning, women should be hired 2-1 in STEM fields over men, and these guys are kind of like, oh, I don't want to be called a sexist or a misogynist, I guess I won't speak out against this.
Well, yeah, because, you know, it's like, but if you come with facts, like, okay, this is a question that I asked her, but, you know, she's a comedian, and so I'm going to ask you, how are we going to get women in STEM fields if they don't want to go into STEM fields?
Exactly. You've got all these ladies that are feminists claiming, we need more women in STEM fields, we need more women in business, and then they go into gender studies. It's like the best thing you could do for women is to not go into gender studies, where you're not going to get a job other than teaching gender studies, and to go into the STEM field instead of screaming at other women to go and do it.
Like my god sister, she has her master's in city engineering, and she's making the same money as a male counterpart.
Obviously, in fact, there's. I don't know a real example of a wage gap.
In fact, my god sister, and you know, I don't want to mention her name, and you know, because she was actually raped twice.
Oh, I'm so
for
sorry.
Real. But because of all these false rape accusers in her state, it makes it harder for her to have to prove her case. So she,
yes, exactly.
So she has to, like, basically live in silence, which kills me. Because if she was to accuse this guy, first of all, he's not going to stay locked up. Because they have to gather evidence. So while they're gathering evidence, he's free. And the real threat of him killing her to keep silent is real.
Yeah, no, that's what is the biggest frustration with these false claims, is it suddenly has a big effect on the rest of women who are actually assaulted. It goes the same way for racism, homophobia. When people fake it, people take it a little less seriously every time. It's like the boy who cried wolf kind of thing.
Yeah, and, I mean, then you expect all this evidence to prove, like, okay, we're gonna need DNA, we're gonna need a seance from a psychic, we're gonna need a satellite photo from space from a Martian ship, and it's like, it makes it harder for women to come forward. And then, which becomes a vicious circle, because then it's like, oh, see, you know, they don't want to, all these rapes go unreported, and that proves rape culture.
Yeah.
You shoving this son of a bitch. Oh, I'm sorry.
these women who are coming out and making all these false accusations and lying. You know what? That's what was a big frustration for me at the slut walk, is a lot of these women came out to the slut walk and they did their protest. I spoke to them. I held up my sign. And then after the slut walk, and they'd all of them claimed they had been raped and assaulted. Every single one. At least that's what they said. One of the girls told them all to put up their hand if they'd been raped or assaulted, and they all put up their hands, and maybe other than a couple. But then after, they go and they tell all of these lies about me on social media, and a lot of them were involved in this, all in the Facebook group, telling all these lies, sending all these messages to my friends that I'm a sexist pig and everything, and that I was yelling over them, which I have video footage showing that didn't happen. And it's like, if you are the ones representing or trying to be the representatives of women who have been assaulted, and you are going around making false accusations about people, how does that reflect on the people you're supposed to be representing? How does that reflect on you and the claims you have made about being raped and assaulted? Like, even if someone's, one of the women who wrote a huge article about me, just totally filled with lies, said she had been raped, I think it was either 2 or 4 times. And that already sounds a little crazy as it is, but you want to give her the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, if that happened, that's terrible. And then she goes and tells all these lies, and you're suddenly questioning her claim.
Which almost is like a tactic to make you discredit you. Like, how dare you question, my rape story?
Well, exactly.
Well, not story. My rape claim.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's what we have to realize. We have to be there to support people who are victims or alleged victims. But we also need to remember that these are claims until they are proven. Because I think just as horrible of a thing as being assaulted is being falsely accused of being a rapist. Because you're going to, if someone is falsely accused and everyone dogpiles on them before they have even been actually convicted with anything. That's terrible. That's a terrible thing to happen to someone. If they absolutely did nothing to this girl and were nothing but respectful, love women, are very caring, have never raped anyone, and suddenly they're labeled and registered as a sex offender, that who's the real victim in that case, right? We need to be there supporting both people until there's solid evidence of one way or another.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at what Mattress Girl from Columbia University did. I mean,
yes, the
police even cleared him of any wrongdoing, and text messages started showing up of her, you know, saying, "Hey, how's about we have anal next time?" Like, wait, what? Wait. So this guy allegedly rapes you, and then you offer us more sex? I mean, does that, you know, and then it's like, well, you're blaming the victim. Stop blaming the victim.
Oh my God. The victim blaming bullshit is just, it makes me so mad. You tell someone, hey, take some of your girlfriends to the bar because you're going to a sketchy place and maybe make sure you have a ride home. And that's victim blaming.
I should be able to walk around naked safe at night.
You know what these women need to do? They need to, women and men who believe in victim blaming, go ahead. Well, actually, victim blaming is a thing, but I mean the victim blaming that feminists have co-opted and changed into a different thing. But go ahead and leave your car unlocked 24/7. Yeah. Just leave your car unlocked. See what happens. You won't do it, though, because you know you should take precaution because there are always going to be bad people. It's not the majority of people, but there are a few people that will try and rob you, that will try and go into your glove box and steal your stuff and break into your car.
Or at least drop a deuce in the back seat like we did to my boy Adam because, you know, he... Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah, or drop a deuce in the back seat. Yeah. You know, you literally, if they leave their door unlocked, they expect something bad to happen, especially if they're in a bad neighborhood. But for some reason, when it comes to rape and sexual assault, or even just being kissed or anything at the bar unwantedly, they have no idea of taking precaution. No idea whatsoever. No, it should all be teaching these guys not to do that, despite the fact that they already know what's wrong. Or girls too. Girls sexually assault guys all the time, and other girls. So,
oh yeah, not all the time, you know, grab a guy's balls just to be funny and flirty.
Exactly.
You know.
And guys, I feel like guys don't even take precaution. I've had male friends that have been, had girls forced on them, have essentially been raped, I guess, because they were too drunk to consent. And it's almost a thing where guys are like, they shake it off because they know no one will care. They'll be laughed at if they talk about them being assaulted.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, that's the only acceptable rape joke that there is oh, well, don't, if a guy's going to jail, oh, don't drop the soap, you're going to see Bubba.
Oh, God, yeah, exactly.
Bubba must be a stud, man, because he gets all the male ass. Like, Jesus. He's like, imagine if Bubba's like a fine, refined gentleman. He actually, it's not really rape. He's actually convincing guys. He's like, would you like a back rub? And here's some wine and cheese. And it's like, oh my God, I feel so pretty. And you know, they willingly just give it up to Bubba.
The whole time. We've been slandering him with our jokes.
Exactly. Poor Bubba. Justice, Bubba Lives Matter. Justice for Bubba.
Oh my God.
Speaking.
Leave Bubba alone.
You guys, leave Bubba alone. He's done nothing to you.
Oh,
don't Bubba me, bro. Okay, we're gonna do more. Oh goodness. So I don't know how it is in Canada, but did they what are your thoughts on the gender pay gap?
You mean the one that doesn't exist?
Oh.
Actually, it does exist, but based on choices.
Mm-hmm.
The gender pay gap that is on the feminist narrative side, they are claiming is based entirely on sexism, which doesn't make sense, because if women were truly paid 77 cents to the dollar, men wouldn't have jobs, because businessmen, employers, they understand that that would be a good investment to... It would just be good business to pay someone 77 cents instead of pay men a dollar, especially if they're doing the exact same work. So that in itself would disprove that 70 cents to a dollar claim.
Well, let me...
Let
me continue. Play devil's advocate. From the You Chauvinist Son of a Bitch files. Well, what if it's because guys are better workers than women, and that's why we get paid more, because we're just better workers. We put in the time and you know, women.
Oh no, I believe that too. Men work far longer hours than women do.
Women can't type good. You know, they smell like poo. You know, all that. That's girls are yucky. That's why we get paid more, because guys rule girls drool.
That would be a real patriarchy, but no, that's just not the case. The case is that men do actually work longer hours than women. You can look at I'll have to send you the statistics later since I don't have them on me, but all you have to do is Google it, and they work significantly longer hours than women.
I mean...
They also work more dangerous jobs than women, so it's all a choice thing. It is all a choice thing.
Okay, we got a comment in the chat room from my aunt, Christy Afroviti. Hi, Christy. I love you with all my heart.
Hello, Christy.
Yes. I guess my mother was a liar. She worked for a large steel company in airlines. She did the same job men did and got less.
I hear that a lot, but I'm not sure. I'd have to see the situation. I'd have to see proof, but you'll hear it sometimes where people are like, oh, I'm working the same job as a man. I'm a reporter, all of this. Mm-hmm. And I'm being paid less than these men. And then later you'll find out people will look into it and investigate it. And they'll find out that the guy actually had a different degree, or the guy had more experience in the job, or the guy had been working longer, or the woman had gone on maternity leave. There's always something that disproves that. Because if there were truly a gap there,
mm-hmm.
then you could go and you could sue the company. You could sue them for discrimination. That's why companies won't do it, because you can sue them for discrimination if you're truly being paid less for the exact same job.
Okay, she's like, this is actually making me sick to generalize this way. You can't say always or never. I was there. I went to work with her. Bull. Not airways. Something to disprove that not true.
I'd have to see proof. I'd have to see proof that that happened. Now, I'd like to take your word for it, but a lot of the claims, in fact, all of the claims that I've seen, and I'm saying I because there may be some that I haven't seen, have been disproved by either finding out that there are different qualifications, or they've had different times at the workplace.
Yeah, not then in the 80s.
It's also very different now. Things have changed.
Okay.
I will give that. I do think things have changed the last couple of years. I think the wage gap has... That may have been the case in the 80s. I'm not entirely convinced, but that may have been the case in the 80s. Now, not the case.
I want to see proof that it never happens. Where's your proof?
It's not my job to prove that that didn't happen. It's usually the individual making the claim's job to prove the claim.
Well, no, to prove that there's no gender pay gap.
To prove that there's no gender pay gap. Well, I've said it a couple times. If it was 77 cents to the dollar, which is what the claim is about the gap, then women would be hired significantly over men. Also, every case that has shown that there is a wage gap, so there has been a lot of studies, if you take it apart, you find that the individuals in the positions had different degrees, they had been working different hours. You look at any retail job, you look at business jobs, do you know anyone personally at the moment currently working that is paid differently from a man? Teachers, nurses, doctors, all of them, they're all paid the same if they're doing the same job regardless of their gender. And if they aren't, they need to take legal action.
Yeah, I mean, from what Ms. Klimt yesterday said, she told me she knew someone that she had all her degrees, she had tons of experience in her field, and she found out someone in another zone, I forgot the word she used, was making more, and he had less education, less experience. And when she asked for a raise, they were like, yeah, you can have the raise, but you have to have more responsibility.
Sorry, you just cut out.
Okay, when she went to ask for a raise, because her counterpart, who has the same job, makes more money, so she wanted to match his pay. They wanted to give her more responsibility.
Well, maybe she didn't have the same amount of responsibility as he did. The thing is, I see these cases so many times, and every fucking time I see them, it ends up that there was something being left out, that it's either the degree, the time spent working, the time at the company. And the thing is, this has been disproved so many times, the wage gap. There may be a very, very, very small minority, very small, that it does happen, I know places that are biased against men and places that are biased against women. There may be a very small minority where that does happen. Mm-hmm. But in those cases, it's not just against women. I have been in workplaces that have been biased against men, not financially, but just in hiring process. That is against the law. That is against the law. So that's...
Which now it is here as well, because Obama signed that into law recently.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But the thing is, if you could pay women less than men for the exact same job, exact same quality, exact same time of work, men wouldn't have jobs. They wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Because it wouldn't make sense financially for companies to hire men.
All right.
It's basic economics. It's like...
All right, she was like, yes, my friend, in biotech, it's happened to.
In biotech? Well, that's what I said. I can say no one has ever been paid less than a man for the same job, which isn't true, but I can just assert that and just say that's truth, right? There has to be some sort of evidence. Or I have to, maybe that's true, she isn't paid the same as men, but I guarantee there's probably a reason for it, whether it be degree, time spent at work, or time working at the company, or it's one of those very, very rare cases.
All right, for the sake of argument, what do you think about that scientist that said that women scientists are a distraction because they cry and they're just too sexy?
Oh, Tim Hunt?
Yeah.
You know what? I signed the petition to have him reinstated because he made a joke. He made a joke that he had, he was just being conversational. He didn't say it in an official statement, nothing. He was being conversational and just saying, this is what I've observed in my time working here. Women cry, which women do cry more. Women are more emotional. It's in our makeup. Women have smaller tear ducts. We don't hold in tears as well. So that's true. And he said, you as in the students fall in love, which maybe he's observed that in the lab. I don't think that should be a crime for him to have the feminist hate mob jump on him and get him fired and ruin his life. And he did have his life ruined. It was torn apart. He was fired from his job, taken from every board and council he was on, and just this hate mob absolutely destroyed him. And think of it. When have you made an offhand... most people have made an offhanded statement that if feminists decided to take out of context like his was... They could have their lives destroyed too, and he was just the victim of the hate mob for the week. They pick someone every week and destroy their lives, and I feel the deepest sympathy for Tim Hunt, and I do hope that he manages to get his life back together and that people will give him his job back.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I didn't really look too much into it. I just heard it in passing, I thought, okay, well, that does sound ridiculous to say, like, okay, women are, oh crap, who deleted me from Facebook?
Oh no.
Oh, okay, never mind. They just deactivated. Okay.
Listening to the stream delete you.
Yeah, it's happened before.
Oh man, people who want a hug box of people repeating their opinions back at them, they aren't worth it.
I can't have a differing opinion. It's
just wrong.
Or I sound too hateful, or I hate women, or this is you're being toxic.
Oh, that's triggering me. Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm tired of these triggers.
I'm completely misusing the word.
I'm tired of these triggers. They should go back to Africa.
Sorry, you just cut out.
I said I'm tired of these triggers. They need to go back to Africa. Oh. Ready?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, but when it comes to the triggers, like when I think of triggers, I had a student once who... their parents told me, like, they have epilepsy, and these are some things that can trigger them. And that's what I think when I think of triggers. Mm-hmm. I think it could, if someone has been raped and they are watching a movie that has a rape scene in it, like, that could be a legitimate trigger and emotionally upset them. But you've got these social justice warriors that scream trigger when someone disagrees with them, they claim that is the same effect as someone legitimately going into an emotional and physical... like a seizure, like it's, and they equate people disagreeing with them with being triggered. It's insane. It's a way to end an argument or end someone disagreeing with you.
Oh, that's like calling someone a racist if they have a differing opinion on, on certain things. It's like, oh, you disagree with a black person, you're a racist, or you disagree with a woman, you're sexist. It's like,
yes, it's they don't even have to provide proof with it either. They'll just say sexist or racist, and suddenly you have to defend yourself. Suddenly you are in the position where you have to explain why you're not a racist or a sexist, and all of the heat from the argument is put on you.
Yeah.
And that's the exact same thing as the triggered. You've triggered me. They suddenly make you the enemy and them the victim, which is, it's a way to shut down conversation.
Yeah,
it's a
straw man argument.
Yes, exactly. It's... I don't have an argument, so I'm going to scream triggered, racist, sexist, whatever. And I don't see why people... I think it should be seen as totally unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay, what else? What else before you go? Before you have to go to sleep and get, your beauty rest, which is like, what, 5 minutes?
I gotta head out. I gotta do some little shopping for a camping trip I'm going on. Need a little break from the internet.
Yeah, I hear you. You gotta go get your makeup and, look pretty for the beavers.
Makeup for camping? Oh, don't be crazy.
Why not? You gotta stay pretty, That's That's what it's all about. The ladies need to stay pretty or else, you know, they have no worth in society, obviously.
Sexist. Patriarchy.
I'm sorry.
Cry. Give yourself 10 flogs for your male privilege.
Yeah, what is this? Opus Dei? It's like, I'm sorry, Father, for I have sinned again. Oh, I'm sorry, Mother.
Of course, God is a woman. Don't forget.
Yeah, I mean, if anything is genderless, is God, really?
Yeah, oh, there's a whole debate about it, and I'm not even touching it. I'm so... I just hope it blows over. There are some gender issues that I can't handle. That's one of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... Like, that's one thing. If God is real, just let it reveal itself. And say, hey, this is what I identify as. And I created gender.
Is God going to give you pronouns that you have to use?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Identify as Godkin.
Yeah, I mean, this is a joke I like to say on stage. I'm the first Puerto Rican cisgendered comedian. And no one gets it because no one's ever heard say, like, which cisgender? So even the words that they make up to...
That's because they usually hear it with white cisgendered shitlord. That's usually the sequence it goes in. So Puerto Rican cis individual, it just doesn't click in their mind.
Yeah, I mean, when I've even said that, like, I put, oh, I'm a cisgendered guy on, like, OkCupid, and I've gotten, oh, my God, you're such a bigot. That's really insensitive. I'm like...
Huh? Well, that's a good way to pick out who you don't want to date. If they call you a bigot for saying you're cisgendered.
Either that or they ask me, what does cisgendered mean? And then you explain it to them and then they're like, oh, I don't want to talk to you. Like,
oh my God. So that's so weird. That's weird.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's really insensitive to just say you're straight because it means that gay people are crooked.
Oh my God. That's weird though, that they'll literally be bigots towards you and won't talk to you because you're straight, but somehow that's not bigotry. What? Ugh, I don't get it. Yeah. I can't follow these social justice warriors and their battle against cisgenderism.
Actually, I mean, it kind of reminds me, like, back in the 90s that there were people protesting the Little Mermaid video case. If you remember, do you remember that
video case?
Yeah.
What could they possibly protest on?
Because one of the spires on the Little Mermaid, because the Disney cartoon, the Little Mermaid, the case looked like a penis. I mean, the one of the spires of the castle.
Oh, I remember seeing that. Yes.
Yeah. Which it did.
But whatever, you can find a penis anywhere on anything if you really, really try. It's a confirmation bias.
Or if you're a hot chick and scream soup's on. Like, hey, if I was a blonde-headed chick, you know, life would be so much easier. I would, you know, hey, guys, just scream out the window, I need penis! Like, there you go. Penis arrives. Like, like Papa John's.
It's actually hilarious. After I did my video, I got a ton of guys messaging me, and they're just like, if you ever need me, let me know. And I'm like, I appreciate the offer, but no thanks.
Yeah.
But they're there if I ever need them.
Lauren, don't take this the wrong way, but as long as I have a face, you have a place to sit. Wait, what? Wait a minute, what? Oh, my
you
goodness.
You shit, Lauren.
I know. No. I know.
Yeah, I think people actually find it pretty refreshing because there are very few females that will take a joke like that. So I do my utmost to not pretend to be offended like most women will. Men do too, actually. There are a decent amount of men who will get offended now as well. They've gone through the university indoctrination that tells them any sexual joke is sexist.
Yeah. I mean, this is something I like, this probably why I'm single, because I do dumb shit like this. Like, I'll go up to a girl just for the joke, like, hi, you're pretty. Do you have a boyfriend? And if they say no, I'm like, I'm sorry, and I walk away.
You know what? That's another another thing. I don't understand why people can't take compliments anymore. When people tell me I'm pretty, I'm like, hey, dude, thanks. That's like, cool. But apparently that's sexist too.
Yeah, because you know you shouldn't be judged for your looks. You know,
of course, nobody judges for looks. Nobody ever does that.
I know that's been done for my whole life. Jesus. Ugh. My own grandmother says, "Hey, you're never gonna get married because you're too fat. No one likes that. That's ugly." I'm like, "Oh."
You know what? Keep those honest people in your life. They're usually the best friends and people closest to you.
You're gonna die alone. I'm like, "Ugh." Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're always right, but if they try to be honest, I don't think you're gonna die alone. I think you'll be just fine.
I will. I know I will. What do you think of this? Have you heard of MG Toe?
MGTOW, yeah.
Yes. What are your thoughts on that?
I really don't mind it. If guys don't want to get married, if they don't want to date, I get it. That's fine.
Do you think this sexiness is a problem?
The which of it?
Sexiness. Men just voluntarily, you know. Succeeding from dating, sex, you know, having relationships, just, you know.
It's not a big enough group for it to be a problem. If they want to do that, I don't care. If the thing is, I don't have a problem with them because they're not trying to affect laws and make sexist laws. They're not trying to go and tell lies about people like feminists are. They just want to be left alone. And if a bunch of women did the same thing, they said, we just don't want to date men, I'd be totally fine with them doing that. Like, go ahead, do your thing. I do have a problem with the guys in MGTOW that go around saying women aren't people. Those ones are a little crazy, but that's not what MGTOW stands for, from my understanding.
Yeah. Well, do you have any proof to say that women are people? I need to see.
You're right. I guess women aren't people.
I need to see proof is what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm not going to totally discount your personhood.
Sorry, women are actually reptilians.
Ah, I knew it.
Right?
I mean, they always shed something once a month.
Jesse Ventura warned you.
Thermite paint has caused women to go... I can't even do a Jesse Ventura voice. I can't even do... But, you know.
All right.
But anyways, yeah, I mean, you gotta go. You gotta go, you know, get your makeup for, you know...
Yes, get my makeup.
Get camping. Your makeup. Get your Mary Kay product. Mary Kay survivalist kit.
Wearing heels out into the tundra.
Hey, you know, sometimes you know those spike heels keep you from slip. Well, isn't it summer over there? There's no ice. Is there ice?
If I go up the mountain, there will be ice. I live by a bunch of mountains up here in Vancouver area.
Oh, wow. Mountains.
It's cool because it can be super sunny, and if you want snow, you can go and get that too.
Yes. So yeah, you gotta go skedaddle. You always have an open invitation to come on if you need to.
Thank you. Yeah, and if you ever need a guest to fill the show when I'm not busy,
yeah,
I'd love to come on.
You know, if you want to do some prank calls, I do that, and we can have some fun, get silly, and
fantastic.
Yeah, because you know we're officially friends because you friend zoned me in the beginning of the show.
Oh yeah, I guess I did. We are friends now.
Yes, we're friends now, and that's all it'll ever be.
Now, that's your trick. You make people become friends with you by them friend zoning you at the beginning of the show.
Exactly.
I see it.
It's tradition.
I see what you did there.
It's tradition. Pretty soon I'm gonna have an actual candle lighting ceremony. Soon, just do it. Just have it done proper. Like I'll probably send you some holy water, which is basically Brooklyn tap, and you just like rub that on your forehead to yourself, you know.
Oh my god!
Make this a whole religious experience. Yeah. So anyway,
we'll have to drive all the way out there.
No, I'll just mail it to you. Well, don't worry about it.
Mail me some Brooklyn water.
Yeah, just send me a P.O. box and I'll just...
I'll have to do the baptism myself?
Yeah, why not? Just dump it on you or just splash one between like in the back of your ears like it's high karate.
So, I'll make it the ice bucket challenge, except with holy water baptism.
Yeah, like a Brooklyn baptism. It's like, hey, Hey, I'm Lauren Southern, and this is the Brooklyn Water Challenge. How you doing? Splash. There you go. So anyways, follow Lauren on the Twitters at Lauren_Southern on the Twitters, or you could go and read her articles on
Google Rebel Media.
Yeah, the rebel.media/Lauren Southern, where you can see pictures of her. Try not to fap, because you know what? I'm not gonna be embarrassed by you sons of bitches, alright? Because I'm getting tired of promoting women here, and y'all just go to their things and start fapping, and then make me look like a fucking animal. I'm tired of this shit. So, anyways.
All right, thank you for having me on.
All right.
For that, a disclaimer for your viewers.
There you go. So, I'd like to thank Christy for coming on. I'd like to give a big shout out to Debbie Daily Network. Frank Mangavito, how you doing, my brother, Mahabone, and Isabella Pasquale, and everyone that's listening out there on, you know, the internets, interwebs. This has been the Crouch Out Radio Show, and as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.